get your headset on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been another couple of weeks for no apparent reason.
What?
Just mom doesn't want to ask about doing a podcast, so I go kind of like, you know what, I'm not even going to bother. Let's see if she remembers she has a podcast.
And I remembered.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm being held against my will, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Are you holding me?
No, I think I'm being held against my will.
Is that how you feel when you do podcasts?
I know.
It's like, oh, I got to check into work once a week. Oh,
it's such a hard life.
You know what? My legs are sore. So we're going to do this next week. How about that? Is that how it works? What's new with you?
Oh, not much. I'm just hanging out at the house. Trying to stay cool. Yeah, you going to take my picture? Just got through cooking dinner. That's my life.
Your husband got something in the mail today.
He did. You got him an early Christmas present.
Yeah, so that you guys can make some money when you're out traveling.
That's definitely an old retired guy's gift, a metal detector.
A metal detector, yeah. Now you go to
now
some ghost
some
towns.
Bermuda shorts.
Somebody could have dropped a coin, you know, getting into their off their horse or something.
We might find a diamond ring or something.
The whole what if scenario, right?
Yeah, what if?
Do you see people out there with metal detectors when you're out camping?
No, we don't. But that's, you know, you get kind of bored just hanging out sometimes. So that might be something fun to do. We've panned for gold before. That
I felt
fun.
Like it encourages hiking somewhat, right?
Yeah.
It makes you want to walk around. You don't see a lot of people with the metal detector, but they're in the Rascal scooter.
No, you don't. But you know what? Is it like finders keepers, or do you have to, if it's on somebody's property, you have to give it to them?
I'm pretty sure it's finders keepers with metal detectors.
I don't know.
Like, okay, if I'm using the metal detector,
they come in our yard.
And I find a Porsche 911 on the sidewalk. That's a finders keepers.
No,
right?
It's not.
You don't think so? Yeah. Well, why don't we go ahead and get into? Oh, you know what? This is really appropriate.
What?
The news.
The news. News today.
That sound alert there is from a video game that has a new entry coming out soon.
What's
I think next. Okay, this is a very loaded time. This is all video game news, your favorite subject.
Oh, gee.
Okay. So there's a convention going on right now. I think it might be wrong here. I think it might be in Germany called GameCom.
Oh, that
or
sounds
Gamescom,
fun.
And they're showing off some games.
We're in Germany.
So this one, ESPN wrote a story about this one here.
Metal Gear Solid.
Delta. It's a remake of a game from 2004 that's really good. I might pick it up discounted. They're asking way too much for some of these new games. It's a game I played not that long ago. They released the actual game in a collection a couple years ago. You could get cheap.
You should see if the library has any you can check out.
They might. I could look into it. I kind of think they probably let that slide, you know, since you left. They probably decide,
no.
Well, now that she's gone, we don't have to stock these video games,
no,
right?
I had very little to do with that. They usually stay on top
of
those
things. About a guy sneaking around in Vietnam in the, like, 60s. I think maybe 1970 also, but, and you wear gator heads,
really?
A gator mask that makes you look like an alligator, and then people think, oh, well, it's just an alligator.
And they got some bamboo sticking out to breathe through.
Things like that happen, yeah. So they updated the graphics on this, and it looks super real.
It does look real. It looks like a movie.
If I play that, it's going to be on the Xbox. I don't think that the Switch 2 is... It's not releasing on the Switch 2, for one. Now, a game that a lot of people are pretty hyped for... It's called Hollow Knight Silksong. They've been working on this for...
Is that a remake?
No, they've been working on this game for about 8 years.
Okay.
It's a 2D game, and it finally got a release date.
Wow.
September 4th.
Well, that's not very far off.
No, I don't think I can show you much here on it, but it's... You play as this character.
And is it a worm?
Her name's Hornet. Oh, no, this thing's locked behind
a
paywall.
Hornet?
This character right there, her name's Hornet, and she's kind of a skull bug.
She looks like an
thing.
Alien face.
And she has a needle, and she whacks things with the needle. And
oh,
there's
great.
Various... Well,
drugs?
She doesn't inject them. It's more like a sewing needle type thing.
Oh, okay.
And she flips around and hit... There's you deal with bugs in the brush and stuff, and it's...
Weird.
People are pretty hyped about it. People are like, I can't believe we're getting Hollow Knight Silksong before Grand Theft Auto 6. This is amazing.
So Silksong should be a worm, a silkworm.
So because everybody's hyped about this game, other games are like, okay, now that they have a release date, we want to distance ourselves from that. But we also want our game to come out before Grand Theft Auto 6.
When does that due out?
No one knows.
No one knows.
I think it might actually have a release date next year, but we'll see if that sticks. It was supposed to come out this year. Mm-hmm. So, and when that comes out, it's going to crash the economy. People are going to not go outside. They're just going to play Grand Theft Auto. It's going to make so much money. It'll make making other video games obsolete. People will be like, well, your game didn't make as much as Grand Theft Auto 6, so you're fired. So it's going to crash the economy. You wait and see. And then finally, on the news side, so that Metal Gear, that sound effect.
It's in there?
That's the alert from it.
Oh, okay.
When someone spots you, they think, hey, wait a minute, that crocodile looks like a person. Yeah, that sort of thing will happen, yeah. It has some iconic sound effects as far as getting alerted, because it was like the first of the sneaking games. The original version of it from like 1987, you had to sneak around, sneak into a base, and then it also made this sound, but more Nintendo sounding.
Oh, okay.
The first one I played was on PlayStation. It was pretty mind-blowing. So everybody was hyped for Legend of Zelda Ocarina, or is it Ocarina of Time? I can never get that right. And then we went to a Walmart, and this was in Oklahoma, okay?
You weren't very old.
I was a grown man. It was 1998.
Oh, and a grown man.
And at the Walmart kiosk where they had the PlayStation, yep. They had, in the Walmart electronics section, they had the demo for Metal Gear Solid. And you were sneaking around in this underground base, and people were looking for you, and it was just really mind-blowing.
No, it's really sad I remember that. That's pretty bad.
You don't remember that?
I think I was with you, or you were with me.
That had some magical times with those kiosks at Walmart.
Yeah, certainly that was kind of fun.
Star Fox served as really got a lot of my attention at the kiosk playing Star Fox on N64 and stuff.
Do they have those now, even like Best Buy? Can you play games?
I don't think they have a kiosk anywhere now.
That's sad.
The revised, I was at Target just the other day, and I don't think you can play a Switch or a Switch 2 at the kiosk.
Yeah,
and
sad.
I think they took down the other stuff. You can't play a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X at a kiosk anymore. If you went to Best Buy, you might not be able to play any games there either.
I don't know. I haven't been in there a long time.
That would be a crushing blow right there.
That'd be sad.
I know
that's part of childhood.
It's been a few years, but when I was last at Best Buy, the video game area was like two aisles.
I know.
It was like two shelves, didn't have much, but they did have a display you could play. I would hope that they still have something like that.
Well,
because,
I would hope so.
You know, even seeing Donkey Kong Country in 1994 played on like a matrix of nine CRT TVs combined together out at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then it was not an ideal way to play a game because you had a lot of black bars from the seams in the TVs. Uh-huh. But there was a way that people would fix these TVs up to accept a signal. I don't know how one does this, but yeah, that's how you made a giant TV in the 90s, right?
Well, that's how you got people excited to buy something. I want that. You know, that's really cool.
Wow, look at this guy get owned by the boss. He's terrible. I'm not going to buy that now. Lately with these game demos, though, they've been talking me into not playing the games. Like, uh-oh. You saw me playing that game demo for Drag Drive with the wheelchair robots.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people got their fill of it playing the demo.
Who'd they say you looked like in that video?
The good doctor.
You were concentrating.
Well, my hair kind of, and from the angle, I can kind of see it. Yeah.
You got that good doctor look.
But there's a ton of games coming out. There's a new game called Shinobi Art of Vengeance, and you play as a ninja. But then there was another game.
I like that name.
There's another game that came out. Another old ninja series had a similar side-scrolling throwback style game. And I think it was actually better than the Shinobi demo. So I may not play the Shinobi one either. I don't know. I want to talk also about Labubu.
Yep.
I've seen
a little bit of it. It's ugly.
So that's a Labubu.
I don't think they're cute.
They've got them kind of restocking tonight. You have to download the Pop Mart app, and then you try to add them to your checkout bag. And
I'm glad I don't have a child that's into Labubu.
So here's a Labubu. They have a little keychain on their head.
I bet some of the kids in our family is into it.
So these are $27.99 from China.
And it's the size of a keychain.
It's a keychain size thing. You can see the figurines.
They almost look like bunnies.
Okay, so you got these.
Are they bunnies?
No, they kind of look like evil Teletubbies to me.
Or, you know, they could be a lot of things. They could be little baby gnomes.
It's a gremlin-like thing. It has they call it a vinyl face, and then it has like a plush body or something, or maybe it's all vinyl, but then it also has
they almost look like trolls, baby trolls.
They have a furry troll thing happening. Yes, yeah. Some people are saying elf.
Yeah,
I don't know about elves looking like that, but
have they got a commercial? Have they got like a comic strip out?
So here
or
are
anything,
the colors.
A movie
the,
out.
This kind is called Exciting Macaron or Macaroon. I don't know.
Macaroons. I think that's how you say it.
You think so?
That,
they have a few different varieties. They have these names: soy milk, lychee berry, lychee berry, green grape, sea salt, coconut, toffee, and sesame bean. Then you
those are kind of cool names.
So if you buy the full set, you get six, and you get these six guys.
They're like, you know, very subtle colors. They're not
however,
like
you
colors.
Have a 1 in 72 chance per box of getting chestnut cocoa.
Is that's that the one everybody wants?
That's the one people freak out over.
Oh, okay.
Now, they sell the six boxes, the full set, for $167 on their site.
Are you guaranteed to get a chestnut in there?
You're not guaranteed a chestnut, but you're guaranteed all these.
Oh, okay.
And each of those goes for $50 on eBay.
Wow.
So there is a way to make some money if you're lucky enough to get this. That happens at 9 o'clock tonight, by the way.
You're not going to participate in that, are you?
I don't know. Because, look, I could get the chestnut cocoa
and
then sell the rest
for?
Of them. I've seen things like $500
well,
for
sell
some of this.
It if you get it.
I don't know for sure if you can get that kind of money. Walmart started carrying these like from third-party sellers, and people are wanting those kind of prices. It's kind of nuts. But I figured, you know, I could get six, sell all but one, and still make money or something
Why
like that.
Why do you want to keep one?
Because you're supposed to put these on like a chain around your Switch 2 so people know you're cool like Lisa from Blackpink, the most popular person in the world.
Oh, well, you're a grown...
That's what happens.
Grown-ass man. This you
gal,
don't need that.
This girl named Lisa, which I guess would be a unique name in South Korea.
Lisa?
Had one of these key on a keychain on a bag, and then everybody's like, what is that? I need to get one. And then that's how the craze started.
But guys don't have them.
Guys could have them, and then people would know they're a cool guy. Are you supposed to be 5 feet from your microphone?
No, I'm distancing myself from crazy.
Okay, so that's what we've got for the news. Now I think it's actually time that we play a game.
What are we going to play?
A game called...
I'm good at this. It's better than what year?
Oh, I don't think so. You think this is better?
I think I'm a little bit better at Dead or Alive.
I mean, I was really liking...
I know you were.
I just kind of think that, if it's time to mix it up, and also I couldn't find enough songs from 1 year that I thought might have been able to confuse you.
Okay.
We'll work on that later. I still have like two more months of Apple Music because I got 3 months of Apple Music because of your iPad.
Oh, good.
So that works into this, you know, try to piggyback off of stuff like that.
Well,
right?
That helps.
So the theme for this episode of Dead or Alive, you're going to try to tell me who's dead, who's alive from the Naked Gun movies. Remember that movie that came out this summer that you didn't go see?
Yeah, we haven't gone to see it yet.
Who does that star?
Liam Neeson.
And?
I have no idea. Oh, is it? I know it's Liam Neeson. Who else is in there?
You have no idea.
I don't remember.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, that's right. Pamela Anderson.
It's weird that they don't, it didn't appear that they have her name on the poster and they don't mention her in the trailer.
She's not getting
She's
a lot
in
of
the trailer, but she doesn't have her name on it or nothing. You know, it's a little weird. All right. So first up, we have Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm. She's dead.
Priscilla Presley is...
still
alive.
Oh, yeah. I thought she passed away.
No, she...
up.
Her daughter died.
Yeah, Elvis. Is
and her husband died.
Her ex-husband died.
Were they divorced?
Yeah.
Well, he died.
I don't think they were. I don't think they were married. I think they were divorced.
I don't think they got divorced. I don't know.
I don't know.
Lisa Marie died.
Right.
And
I
now
she had.
And Lisa Marie like inherited the Elvis estate, and now I don't know what's happening here. Is it her daughter or grandma's going to control or what?
I know.
I think it's actually kind of been sold off to one of these brands called like Legacy or something, where they just manage dead people. So it's like, oh, you want Bruce Lee to be in this commercial, huh? Well, we're going to have to okay that, you know,
you
for this much
money,
right?
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen.
I think he's still alive.
Leslie Nielsen is...
I'm going to be wrong. Dang.
Yeah, he actually died.
That's what I get for bragging that I'm good at this.
You actually think there are guys alive named Leslie?
Wouldn't you like to be called Leslie?
So
call you Les.
He died in 2010, November 28, 2010.
Dang, I'm doing bad.
If he were still alive, he'd be, you know, actually, shockingly, not 100 yet. He'd be just a year shy.
A lot of people are living to be 100 these days.
I mean, he's looked 70 for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how would you like to look 70 for 40 years?
Well, I got saw some a couple we hadn't seen in a long time, and the lady said I was like a vampire. I never age. I hope that was a compliment.
You got to have a good comeback. Like, well, it's drinking that child blood, you know?
Yeah, or say something like, you're on to me.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell nobody the secret there. You know. Yeah. All right, Akiva Schaffer.
Who's that?
Oh, I mean, I kind of tell you about them after you guess if they're dead or
okay.
alive.
Okay, well, I'm thinking they're still alive.
Akiva Schaffer, the director of the new The Naked Gun, is...
alive.
Nope, he just died right at the release.
No, he didn't. That was right. I got a right one.
David Zucker.
Okay, he's still alive.
David Zucker, director of the original Naked Gun, is...
alive.
Still alive. Woo-hoo! And upset that he wasn't included in the new one.
I bet.
Yeah. Or at least him or somebody else was really upset about it. All right, Paul Walter Hauser.
He's dead.
Paul Walter Hauser, who plays the commissioner in the new The Naked Gun and Snake in Cobra Kai on Netflix, which you don't
watch,
actor turned wrestler, usually it's the other way around, is...
alive.
Alive.
Okay, I got two right and three wrong.
Did you get any right?
I got two right.
Which ones did you get right?
Well, I can't remember, but I got them right.
No, you're marking dead or alive. You're not marking if
I got
they're correct
two
or
right
not.
And three wrong. Trust me on this.
You certainly did not.
I did too.
All right, now do you have some kind of...
I have a quote for you.
Great.
It is great because it's from me.
A quote from you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to guess Carrie Fry said it.
Oh, well, that would be a fun one, but not yet. Okay, I told my doctor I brought my arm in two places. He told me to keep out of those places.
You might have said this before.
Oh, good. Well, I liked it.
Well, does this guy get no respect?
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Sounds just like him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think you might have said that before. I don't know.
Okay, I'll do one.
No, I think I got it right.
You did get it right.
Okay. You're liking your new iPad there?
I do. I like it because the battery hangs in there.
the battery takes a lick
and keeps on ticking.
You haven't dropped it yet, have you?
No, I haven't. But I got a nice little case for it.
All right, good.
It didn't cost very much on
You got your
Amazon.
Case just before we went on the trip.
Yeah.
And we got the iPad over at Target.
And we did. It worked out good.
Yeah, so they fired the Target CEO.
He resigned.
Right?
Yeah. I told you about the headquarters in Minneapolis. It's downtown and it's two-story. It's on a corner. It's really cool. I've been there before. It's really neat.
Well, people are upset. They went woke.
They have an escalator in there.
I'll tell you, the only thing they've really messed up at our local Target is, last I was in there just a couple days ago, I had to go through the self-checkout. There was no choice.
I know, that's kind of lame.
They've really cut back the hours in which there are people on staff. So then you have a guy standing over the self-checkout instead of actually running a register.
Yeah.
You're like, no, but this is better. We can have one guy watch five people check themselves out. And it's like, shoot. You've heard about Cracker Barrel being in the news,
what
right?
What do they do? And I hadn't heard about it.
Well, so kind of backtracking here, because this is actually probably the big news story. Cracker Barrel has updated their logo. So that's their new logo right there.
That's weird. It looks like an eraser or something.
No, they're erasing the old one and putting that one there. So okay. They call them the old timer.
Yeah.
So they're getting rid of that, okay? They're also changing their menu. They're bringing the porch to Pride. This is what happens when... Okay, so here's the old logo, and this is a paywalled thing, but you see the old one, right?
Yeah. What's the new one?
The new one is this. It's just a... Just a, oh, come on. How come these things can't, here, you see that top picture?
Yeah.
Why can't they include that picture in the news article, right?
I don't know. That looks
so
good.
So they got rid of the guy, and it looks kind of like, I don't know, Golden Corral's or something. It's just super basic. Okay. People are upset. They also lightened up the interior.
Yeah, it was kind of dark.
So they have them renovated.
Make it look industrial, probably.
Let me see. What would you call that? New interior, renovative,
a renovation.
Oh, they got that stuff locked behind Apple Plus News. Who wants to pay for the news if people are just going to share it elsewhere on Twitter anyway, right?
No.
So they have, now they're lighter inside, okay?
Okay, that's good. That makes a big difference.
They're much lighter inside, and I thought I might have saved a picture here. Okay, so this is the old look, all right?
Yeah.
You have tables.
Yeah.
It's a little dark. You got lattice on the
wall,
okay?
Lots of antique stuff and stuff.
And, well, that doesn't help. That's the same thing. I know that I've seen it changed on Twitter or someplace, but I can't seem to find the image saved here. Okay, so here we go again. This is the old one.
Okay.
You got lattice wall. It's right. A little dark.
It's pretty dark.
You got country-style tables.
Right.
Okay, keep that in mind. And you do have tchotchkes on the wall, which you like that, right?
Well,
you
I like sitting there looking at things.
Now you have booths.
It's all white.
A white, yeah, more
paneling,
lights.
Yeah.
Easier to see people.
Yeah. That looks good.
I don't think it looks terrible. No. They kept the floor the same, but now you have these booths that don't make it look like an old country store.
No, it looks more like a restaurant.
Do you want to be in a restaurant that looks like a restaurant?
I think it's fine. It looks kind of homey, like a home, like you're in somebody's home.
No one's home looks like this, though.
Well, I know.
But I don't think a home necessarily looks like this one either
so much.
No. I've been to Cracker Barrel once. It was pretty dark inside.
Yeah, you can't see the dirt. It kind of makes you feel weird.
It's been a while since I've seen these restaurants, but there were those restaurants that were really dark. Remember there was a place called Garfield's in Oklahoma City, and they had the thing where they had the placemat that kids could draw on with crayon.
It was so dark you couldn't see.
That was the darkest restaurant. We had a lot. There was a lot of like pizza places.
They were dark.
Spaghetti Warehouse. There was places that were just pitch dark for no apparent reason.
Yeah, it's hard to.
And now you can't get that style of restaurant anymore.
Not really.
Would you want to open a dark restaurant?
No, I want a light restaurant.
Some people have like a phobia of having to talk to the people they're eating with. So they'd rather it be dark and not have to hear conversations if it's loud inside, now we can't talk to each other. That's good for me because I don't want to talk, when I'm eating. Like that'd be like the mindset of these
people.
I don't
like loud restaurants either.
So you do or don't approve of this remake?
I think it'll probably be good. Probably be a good time to a new image.
A lot of people are really upset about it.
Oh, they want to stay the same.
They have strong feelings about it, but this is what happens when CEOs, these people get promoted up the ladder and they're not even in the field they're in, right? Like, it'll be like, this guy was the chief financial officer of Colgate. Yeah. So let's put him in charge of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because both
Just
those things
he's
involve
ran
mouths.
An organization.
They don't look for somebody that was the best district manager of or anything like that.
They should.
They just say, hey, rumor is that they've got a guy they're training to be their CEO, but maybe we can take him from him.
We won't have to train him.
Yeah, that they did the training, and now we're going to snatch him. That'll teach him, instead of, this is the best guy, and he does it, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I told you who runs Nintendo, right?
Oh, yeah, you showed me a picture of him. Got a t-shirt
The
like
guy
this.
That created Donkey Kong, Mario, and Legend
makes
of Zelda.
Sense.
That would be the way to do some stuff
right there.
Oh, hey, why don't we have like our best people become the leader,
That's
right?
the way it should be. Bye-bye now. Ta-da.